Hello, everyone. This is the first episode of the Boomac Brawl. Today's theme is the Boomatican. This is Pope Frank.
This is Cardinal Octavian.
This is Bishop Doffel.
This is Monsignor Mark.
And this is Mother Wren.
Okay, so the first order on our agenda should be introductions. I'm Frank, I like all kinds of anime, but I'm really into video gaming, especially FPS.
Alright, my real name's Ryan, I'm into anime, video gaming, and comics.
I'm Josh, I like video games, anime, I play into a video game and CS major, so I'm on the internet most of the day.
You can just call me Mark, because I'm not telling you my real name, because then you'll hunt me down and kill me. I like anime, manga, computer games, especially real-time strategy, and I especially like shonen-ai and yaoi.
My name is none of your business, just call me Ren, you people. I like yaoi. It's the best thing on earth. I like it more than the guy next to me. And just general manga, anime, RPG.
Oh, this should be fun. Two yaoi fans.
Of course.
Okay. Setsukan. Let's just hear some thoughts on it.
Elle was awesome. The cosplayer was awesome. That is my thought.
Well, don't you think we should explain for our listeners what Setsukan is first?
Okay, it's a convention at State College, called Setsukan.
For anime and manga, in case you people are stupid.
Oh, and webcomics.
What do you expect me to say? That's it.
Well, it was on January 26th and 27th. It was held at the Days Inn. It was awesome. It was only $25 for both days at the door. They had some awesome guests. I think Frank is familiar with at least one of them. Frank?
Oh, Boomac, by the way, is the Bloomsburg University Manga and Anime Club. Boomac is also the name of a Russian pop idol, so if you are searching for the Russian pop idol podcast, we are sorry, but listen to this anyway.
Because Russians can't sing anyway.
Have you listened to them?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay, then.
Anything that's not, like, dramatic Soviet music, they can't sing. Worth a damn. I swear. Ryan can attest to this, because he loves the Soviet national anthem.
Our special guest at Setsukan was awesome, the Dragon Ball Z announcer.
Who's also Kiba.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Well, I only watch real anime, I don't watch Naruto.
Okay, well, yaoi fans love Naruto for many fanfiction reasons.
Well, there are plenty of other good anime that yaoi fans like.
Like Dragon Ball Z.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Well, Full Metal Alchemist, that's just because, you know, Roy Mustang looks hot in a miniskirt.
We're not talking about yaoi anymore. We need to limit the time we talk about this.
Well, this podcast could go on for hours if we really wanted it to, except that no one would listen to it then.
Okay, let's talk something else about Setsukan. How about, oh, the Narutards.
Believe it.
Oh, we owned them so badly at Anime Jeopardy.
Oh, it was just a horrible slaughter.
Oh, yeah, and let me tell you, all girls, and Orochimaru was there, lesbian, and I think I was being hit on. I came back with my innocence, people. Except, you know, I'm sure someone here sold their bodies around here.
Not me. I don't do that anymore.
I have to be sorry to say that while this first-time con-goer managed to get away with her innocence, my first time at a con was not so lucky.
Oh. Relate for our viewers the wonderful story of what you did.
Well, what I did was that when we went to Otakon back 2 years ago, I cosplayed as Iri Yuki from Gravitation. And I think Ryan would actually best describe the story for us.
It's a sad, sad tale of horror as he's been glomped by thousands of fangirls. And as he was being dragged away on the upper level, he turned to me and asked for help when I said, "Goodbye, Mark," because that's what you want to be referred to now.
Indeed.
All of our hearts go out to you.
Wow.
Oh,
I lost my innocence in a hallway that year.
Well, you know, there are a bunch of girls, so, I mean, you had a high chance of getting some hot ones.
Yeah, that's true. One of the skirt was especially hot.
I think we should talk about the anime Name That Tune.
Anime Name That Tune? I don't think we need to go into that because it was absolutely horrendous.
Oh, the Grant story.
Yes. Oh, well, you can go ahead and tell about that.
So I hear the theme song playing. I don't know what it is. I look over to Ryan.
I have no idea what it is.
So I look over at Grant. Grant, by the way, he's just an awesome guy. So I look. He's deep in thought. And from out of nowhere, he just says, "Is that the theme from Bible Black?"
And indeed it was. He couldn't think of the title, which, by the way, just for your information, is Walpurgis Night. But I was actually amazed that anyone knew that, because most people don't.
I spent my time just stringing together random words that I think would sound like an anime theme song, and I ended up getting one right.
And then, of course, you managed to guess Captain Planet when I played it for just the hell of it.
Captain Planet, who doesn't know that?
Who doesn't know Captain Planet? He was just first one to... You don't know Captain Planet?
How did you not know Captain Planet?
Dude, as far as I know, he's a green dude who wants to save our planet.
Captain Planet, first of all, is blue.
Okay! Well, it doesn't matter the color
of his skin. You obviously don't
have
heart if you don't know Captain Planet.
I was busy watching other shows when Captain Planet was going over to save the world.
What were you watching?
Guess what? No one is! Everyone's littering and doing whatever the hell they want anyway.
What were you watching, the Super Mario Brothers Super Show?
No, Sailor Moon, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, whatever the hell they had on
Captain
TV.
Planet is the only superhero to ever have a montage.
Captain Planet fought Hitler. He has another type of pollution inside of him. Hatred.
Okay, that's just sad.
Hey, they gave Hitler an atomic bomb. You know, he had to do something.
Okay, so what else? What else noteworthy happened?
The paper.
The what?
Paper?
Newspaper.
Oh my god!
Why? Of all the pictures to put.
Okay. On the, what exactly newsletter is it?
You know, I can't even remember what it's called. It's like the Kineticon or something like that.
Like Collegiate or something?
Collegian.
Collegian.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, Collegian did a story on Setsucon. And the one picture they choose out of all of them
to put up as the title picture
was all of us playing Pimp the Backhanding.
And on the zoom up, you can actually see some of the cards. So I don't know what's going to happen, but some of us may be like indicted for corrupting minors or something.
You guys can't see my face, so.
That's true. I don't think anyone's face is actually visible.
JD's is.
Uh-oh.
JD's in trouble.
And for reference, Pimp the Backhand is a card game.
That spoofs 70s pimping, and it's awesome, because everyone in here plays it, or will play it.
Okay, so I haven't played it. I've seen it, like, twice.
Good, but you're going to become a master.
I'm no good at card games.
Or a mistress in this
case. I'm no good at rolling dice, but I still do it anyway.
And he won. And he wins occasionally.
Yeah, I'm the only one who can pull a Frank.
Well, that's because you guys are all like, blah, 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 being all loud, and he's, like, all quiet doing his thing. And no... People pay attention to him less, and then that's their mistake, and they lose.
Okay.
I've never lost to him.
So, did we say all we need to say about Setsucon? We can move on to...
Oh, hell no. We have to talk about how your awesome Otaku Jeopardy thing managed to salvage what was left of it. Because, unfortunately, there were huge technical issues, which I finally did
manage
to figure.
You mean you don't know how to use computers?
No! This was the problem. I finally figured out what the hell happened. Because waves are supposed to be able to embed into a PowerPoint... I forgot to turn up the size limit on my waves, so they didn't embed.
Well, good job. You should have figured that out sooner.
Oh, screw you, Frank. You didn't even know. You're just sitting there looking all, you know, cocky on your Planeteers team.
We were quoting Robot Chicken. That's what we were doing.
First of all, Frank hates Microsoft.
What?
Every Microsoft fan hates Microsoft.
That's actually true.
How can you be a fan and hate it?
Love-hate relationship. You know, like Iriyuki and Shuichi Shinjo.
Oh, they're S&M people, definitely.
Okay, we're not talking about S&M.
That's what they are.
I should make a banned word list for this thing.
S&M isn't a word, it's a term.
Semantics, Mark, semantics.
What?
Did we... Okay.
We're not talking about semantic. I hate semantic.
So.
They're evil.
Anything more about Setsucon?
Let's see here. Well, the Planeteers won with about 3,700 points out of Taku Jeopardy.
Boomak asserted their dominance.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
And, of course, I have to talk about my awesome Shonen Eye for the Yaoi Guy panel.
No.
Yes.
Save that for your corner.
No. We have to mention it. It's Septicon.
Technically, it's with the con, so there.
You have 30 seconds.
Well, Shonen Eye for the Yaoi Guy, I gave a nice historical and artistic overview. And then my sister and the vice-con chair, who also agreed to be on the panel, started talking about the fans-related stuff, and it was hot. And we talked about nice pairings like Naruto and Sasuke, and then we even
okay.
went into the nasty
you're
stuff
up.
Like Luke Skywalker and
you're
Jabba
up.
The Hutt.
You're up. Okay.
I can't believe you're actually going to let that on there, actually, because we just mentioned like Luke Skywalker and Jabba the Hutt. You know, that's just weird.
Let's talk about anime news now. Conor Ryan, you shared with me an interesting story.
Oh, about how ADV took down from their website Pumpkin Scissors, Devil May Cry, Tekigoran, whatever the one that's called, and a bunch of other assorted things, which doesn't bode too well.
I'm the only Pumpkin Scissors fan that I know. This does not bode very well for me.
I like Pumpkin Scissors.
Oh, cool. I haven't watched it yet.
I told you
Scissors.
I did.
Pumpkin Scissors is an awesome show.
Door Knocker.
Yeah.
Point blank range on a 13mm gun.
Right up the tank.
Rinder Olin should be on like the top 10 badasses list.
But he's too gentle for that.
When he turns on that lantern, he's not.
I swear, there has to be something like kind of drug in that blue lantern.
I think it's more a psychological trigger.
Maybe. That actually might explain it.
He might have been, like, during his training, like, brainwashed.
It's a psychological conditioning, I can see that,
mm-hmm.
but we're not allowed to talk about that right now, anyway.
Okay. The Ava movie is for download.
It's available for download, finally, after 1 month of waiting. Unfortunately, many people have recommended that you just wait for the DVD rip, because the cam quality is horrendous.
Yeah, I watched one movie on a DVD, on a cam rip, and there was like a guy getting up to use the bathroom. That was pretty funny.
Is that Borat? Oh, okay. Okay, exactly what were you looking for when you downloaded that?
Downloaded what?
The man getting up off of the toilet. Pope Frank.
No, there's a man getting up to use the toilet. What are you, you're thinking about men getting up with toilets?
Wow.
You guys are sick. No wonder you're a Yaoi fan.
Dude, no. I wouldn't be interested in that and I'm a Yaoi fan. I just, no.
Okay.
It's like all fat people anyway.
I have my update of anime from Japan. There is no Phoenix Wright anime yet.
That blasphemy.
It is blasphemy.
Yes.
This is madness.
Objection.
I'm starting to dislike Japan more and more.
Hey, you have to give them credence on one thing. They are bringing out some other good series. I mean, Phoenix Wright, yes, we do want to see a Phoenix Wright anime, but come on. I mean, until they actually let them license that.
There's a Phoenix Wright manga.
Yeah, there's a Star Trek manga. You want them to make a Star Trek anime?
I don't like Star Trek that much.
Well, there we go.
But I could see the point in it. It would be cool.
Yeah. It could be.
Oh, yeah, let's bring back William Shatner to voice Captain Kirk yet again. You
yes.
realize how old
yes.
he was in that last movie?
Yes. Okay, anything new on anything on anime, or should we move on?
Oh, hell yes. For all of you who are interested in the series, the sequel to Kite is coming out very soon. And as far as I am aware, Code Geass is still on schedule and will be out this coming spring.
Oh, yeah, he's going to take over the slot for the Gundam 00.
Gundam 00 sucks anyway.
Oh, yeah, and on the Anime Suki forum, they have production shots from the new season, which I'm not the world's biggest Suzaku fan because I really do think he should die a really horrible, painful death, but they made him look like a badass
yeah,
in this.
Yeah, they did.
He has a seriously pissed look on his face.
Wait, so they let him live?
Yeah, apparently they're both still alive.
Oh.
Zero, there might be another Zero. There's two of them now, I think.
Oh, yay.
And Lelouch has a mysterious younger brother all of a sudden.
What the fuck?
Well, I have an interesting theory of it's either Vivi or Nunnally.
Mark, PG-13?
I wasn't going to say anything about Nunnally. He's the one who brought it up. Little brother?
Just watch your mouth.
Yeah, it appears out of nowhere. Season 2 picks up 1 year after, It does. It picks up 1 year later.
That's just fucking stupid.
PG, Mark.
I'm sorry.
Don't make Pope Frank have to excommunicate you.
Dude, Mark.
Hey, I've bought plenty of indulgences already, okay?
Yeah.
Once the coin in the pocket rings, the soul in hell springs. That's how it goes.
Okay, anything new on anime?
No, not that I can think of right now.
Okay. Do we know anything about the plot line for the second one?
You have to read the forums. I can't remember. It doesn't really say much. All I know is from one of the interviews, it says not a lot of the main characters will die, which indicates some will die.
And by the way, the F-word is used in PG-13 movies.
It's used once. They're allowed to use it once. You used it twice.
So? It wasn't in the same segment.
Video games.
We're not done with anime.
Yes, we are.
Fine.
So, I believe the greatest subject to talk about, No More Heroes.
Yes. Thank God.
What do you mean, You haven't played it. It's amazing. Suda 51 is a god.
Oh my god.
Go ahead and play with your Wii.
Whoa. I'll play with my Wii all day long.
And that...
Okay, for everyone's information, I'm the fervent computer gamer here, Frankism.
You see the PC that's behind me?
Yes, I do. Mine is better. Especially since I can hack just about anything.
Mine would eat yours.
Ha.
Yeah, but, yeah, there's been some guys of some game sites have given No More Heroes a lot of flack. But it's a solid game. I like it a lot. It's very stylish.
It reminds me of the Jaeger missions.
Well, yeah. What I like about No More Heroes is how everything's just awesome. Travis Touchdown is the most awesome badass ever. He has a lightsaber. He cuts people. And this game is over the top extreme violence. I mean, when I say over the top extreme, I mean, it's probably...
Like Battle Royale?
The most violent game I've played. I wouldn't say ever, but it's close to it. And there's so much action. It feels like an old school beat-em-up, a 2D one, from like Genesis era, but it's in 3D.
I'm definitely cosplaying as Travis Touchdown at Otakon. Too bad, like, about 200 people are going to have the same idea.
Yeah.
That was going to be a Travis army.
Like when Bleach first came out. There was, like, 100 Ichigos.
Or the constant stream of Narutards.
Ooh. Oh, well, let's not even go there.
Well, at least we get to sit there and watch them, you know, make out with each other. I mean, that's kind of funny.
You know, since we're on the subject...
That was kind of disturbing.
You know, since we're on the subject...
There's limits to that.
Since we're on the subject, does anyone remember at Otakon, the year they got all the Final Fantasy characters together and then Cloud and Sephiroth made out for, like, 30 minutes on camera?
Oh my god.
No. I was there last year and I saw Light and L chain together making out.
Oh,
and,
yes! That is what it's
that,
all
that's
about
kind of
right
disturbing
there
in and of itself.
No.
No, it's not.
That was right outside
god
the 4chan.
You know,
panel.
You know?
I'm gay. I'm just
you know? Max, they did that right outside the 4chan panel.
Well, you know, we don't know what Light's been doing to those people when he has them tied up in that secret room under drugs, you know? For me, so.
Let's face it. They both see each other as the only person who's intellectually, like, equal. So, obviously, that's the only person that they can, you know...
Moving on.
Moving on.
I've been playing a lot of crappy games lately.
Yes.
By the name of Shaq Fu and Bebe's Kids.
Yes.
Why would you even play Bebe's Kids? It has punch, kick, uppercut.
It's like an Atari game, you know?
Because... I don't know, they should have just made the uppercut the normal move. Because if you just use the punch, it takes you like 5 minutes to kill one guy. Why is
first
that
of
game
all,
timed?
First of all, let me just say, I was the one who told Frank to download Baby's Kids. And I knew it was a crappy game beforehand.
Let me guess. You at one point bought Super Mario Sunshine.
Hmm?
The split second it took to download was way too much for that game.
I told Frank to download it, and he willingly downloaded it, so it's his own fault.
Shaq Fu is also a classic.
You know what I think we have to do next time we have a video game section? We actually have to play video games and hear ourselves curse at each other when something stupid happens.
We have to find all the Shaq Fu cartridges and destroy them.
We have to continue
for the betterment of humanity.
Like E.T.? Atari?
No. We have to continue the crusade of that one website. Whose name escapes me.
Oh my god, that actually reminds me. Did you see the on I forget which website it was, but they just brought out the 6 biggest myths of video gaming, fact or fiction.
Oh, did they mention...
They mentioned the E.T. 10 million cartridges were buried in a New Mexico landfill.
Yeah, I did my public speaking project on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually, I did it on the great video game crash from 1983.
Oh, well, yeah, when they stopped making pinball machines. They haven't made a pinball machine since then. Just so everyone knows, all the pinball machines that you use now, they've been recycled.
Oh, on that article, did they mention Polybius?
What is it?
Polybius.
Oh, I don't even remember.
It was an arcade game that
yes,
was supposed
to... Yes, they did, and that is proven fiction.
I thought it was... When I looked at it on a different... It was unconfirmed.
Well, now it's fiction.
Oh.
The United States Department of Defense has apparently confirmed that. That means nothing, but, you know.
That means nothing.
Yeah, that means nothing.
By the way, we fully endorse the U.S. government, and we are...
Not in any way affiliated with any terrorist or radical organization attempting to overthrow it in any way, except through fully legal means, such as elections and litigation.
Which means don't vote for him.
Vote for me. I'm running for CGA president.
Oh, God.
Though this will probably not reach anyone's ears outside of BUMAC, so there's no point, because everyone already is going to vote for me there.
Okay, so is that everything on video games?
No, I have something new to add.
Oh, boy.
I was recently rediscovering the joys of the NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System, you know, nice old school, and I decided, you know, I haven't played this particular game in a very long time, and I don't really remember anything about it, and I went ahead and I went and played Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Oh my god.
I heard about that.
And for those of you who know what that is, you'll understand this. For those of you that don't, prepare to hear about the horror. Frank, I think, may be familiar with it.
I'm familiar with all kinds of crappy games.
I have an... Hey, it's not necessarily crappy, it just depends on your point of view on this. Captain Planet and the Planeteers has the reputation, at least, of being the hardest NES game ever made. We're not even sure accurately if anyone has ever beaten it. We don't know. I know one person who says that he went through and beat all of it. No videos, of course, because that was on the original Nintendo Entertainment System. But if we were to bring up a video and show you, if you've ever played Air Fortress, imagine Air Fortress with only one continuous line that you have to travel through. That's how hard Captain Planet is on the first level.
I would hate to see what a person that can beat that would look like.
But it has to be light or L.
It is a good game, though.
They're probably just like a cranium attached to hands.
Is it a good game or is it a bad game?
Is it a good game or is it a bad game? Like I said, it. I have to say the first mission is very impossible.
Right. But I mean...
If you were to get past the first mission, you have to go through the absurdity of being Captain Planet, and you have to cycle through your powers to use them. It is a very, very hard game. You have to use exact timing. If you cannot master the timing, like with the original Pac-Man, for instance, then the game will probably not be for you, and you will quit 30 seconds after the first level has begun.
But it's not crap. It's playable.
It's playable.
Okay.
Isn't like Captain Planet like a... kids show?
Captain Planet was the most awesome show of the 90s.
But kids, so why didn't they make the game for, like, kids?
Captain Planet
We're the Planeteers, and you can be one, too.
I don't want to be a Planeteer. I'll stick my stuff in
recycling.
Wait
a second, but hold it. You don't want to save the environment?
I'll stick stuff in
recycling. You must be an eco-terrorist.
No, I'll stick things in recycling bins, but I will not follow some blue dude.
Ted Turner is going to come in here and kick you out a window.
Ted Turner, she
Captain
knows...
Captain Planet!
Ted Turner, she knows not what she says.
Never seen it. I don't want it.
How could you never have seen
Captain Planet?
How old are you?
I looked at a glance at it. I'm like, wow, this looks stupid. Let me watch something else. And I did.
Oh, wow.
You didn't obviously take the pledge of the ending theme song. You're the Planeteers.
Dude,
you
I didn't
be
even
one
get
too. You
to
obviously
the ending
did not
theme song.
Choose
it was
to be
that
a
bad.
Saving our planet is the thing to do.
I think we should purify the recording
Let's
area.
Sing it.
No, just a go planet in 3, 2, 1.
Go planet!
Okay, video games. That reminds me, the Setsukan video game room was quite fun.
GoldenEye tournament.
Yeah.
Old school.
Old school classic, Dostadovs.
It had DDR.
You can count the pixels.
That also got me re-addicted to Halo 3. I thought I kicked that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I thought I covered my hardcore Halo addiction after I sold my Xbox. But it rekindled a horrible passion inside of me now. Of which I wake up screaming multi-kill from my sleep.
I actually got to finally play Call of Duty 4 on the console. And it was pretty fun, except for the fact that, they kept deciding to do weird rules. Like, have you ever played the rules of rockets and knives?
Yeah.
That just doesn't work. Especially when you're in that place where you can die in one airstrike. I forget what the level's called, but it's the smallest map there is. If you have 40 people in there, holy crap.
I finally got to play what I always wanted to on the Xbox 360, Dead or Alive 4. My personal favorite fighter. Of which, of course, I had my ass handed to me by a much superior player who could pull off a 10-hit combo.
Okay, so, should we move on to the random Wikipedia article?
Oh, yes, let's do that.
Okay, remember, we get two re-rolls.
No re-rolls, come on.
We get two.
Can we at least that's no fun!
I mean, if we do re-rolls, then we'll probably come up with something mainstream, and then people won't be interested in that.
Yay.
Yeah, where's your sense of adventure and stupidity? I mean, come on.
Okay, well, this time, no re-rolls. We'll see how that goes.
Maybe we'll come up with something like, let's not go into that. Yes, English, not French. Alright, what's the verdict?
Colin Bowman. Okay.
Please read for us who Colin Bowman, or what is Colin Bowman, or what...
He was born in 1963 in Glasgow and was the publisher and owner of WCW Magazine from 1994 to 1999.
WCW Magazine? Click on that. What the fuck is that?
Is that World Championship Wrestling Magazine?
Reroll.
Reroll. Okay, fine. We'll go with a reroll. Well, maybe we should just do three and just do it that way.
The Wubbulous World of Dr. Seuss.
The Wubbulous World of Dr. Seuss? Yes! I watched that!
I have never seen it.
The Frozzle Froom Fruit song? What the hell?
Frozzle
Froom, Frozzle Froom Fruit, our day can't begin without it.
Say that for us, Ryan.
I only remember that phrase. Or the grass is only greener on the other side of the fence.
Okay, go ahead and read it for us, Frank.
Why do I remember that?
It was just a puppet series based on Dr. Seuss.
On Nick Jr.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
It reminds me of Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Ooh. Teddy Ruxpin, you know?
Was awesome.
Teddy Ruxpin was awesome.
I had one.
I didn't.
I had one.
But I loved the series.
My mom didn't love me enough to get me Teddy Ruxpin. I had a glow worm.
So did I.
Light Bright?
Oh, I had Light Bright. Light Bright was awesome.
Yeah.
Another re-roll. We have to do three.
No, my parents got me that TV Teddy thing.
What?
And it like watches like a VHS tape with you, and it says stuff about it.
Why?
Like, I had an episode of like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and it would like comment on what was happening in the series.
That's it's like those annoying director commentaries.
Yes.
But this is kind of creepy.
But it was a cute bear.
So it's like Mystery Science Theater 3000. But
not funny at all.
Did it traumatize you?
I think I talked back to it.
Okay, let's re-roll again.
Okay.
Last one.
Last re-roll.
Jungle Emperor Leo.
Oh, God.
Why does that sound familiar?
Because it is familiar.
What is it? Max, explain.
Is it what I think it is?
Yes, it is.
It is Kimba the White Lion.
Oh my God! Are you kidding?
Go ahead and read the article for us, Frank.
I don't want to read the article.
I'll read the article.
It brings back bad memories.
1 second. Okay, Jungle Emperor Leo. Is a 1997 animated movie focusing on the last half of Osamu Tezuka's epic manga, Jungle Taitei, known in earlier U.S. productions as Kimba the White Lion. Wow, I didn't even know they made this. In the beginning of the film, Leo is an adult and has and has just learned that his mate, Laia, has just given birth to two cubs.
Enough.
Rune and Rukio.
Enough.
And,
enough.
You know, since we're on the subject, let's go ahead and talk about this.
No.
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 Let's talk about Disney's denial.
The fact that they stole this from, you know, they stole, like, you know, Lion King from this, from, like, whatever.
If
Kim
someone's
have you ever seen Kimba the White Lion?
If someone steals
no,
a pile of crap,
like,
nobody
I...
cares.
There are so many coincidences. But you know what? I'll just mention this as a factual statement. The reason that Disney continues to deny it is because it's not necessarily Disney's fault, except because it's been continuing. What happened was an advertising company that was working with Disney completely denied it when they were called up about the subject. So Disney just decided to stick with the status quo and stick with denial. And now that that's all screwed up, and I'm surprised that someone hasn't sued, but, you know, that's just me.
So, is the story serious? Have you seen Kimba?
I have seen Kimba the White Lion.
You can buy it for, like, 99 cents at Walmart.
That's because he enjoys buying trash.
Hey, Panda and the Magic Serpent was purely awesome.
No, it was not.
It's a lot better than some of the other stuff we've watched, like...
Like
what?
What?
What's it better than?
Colorful.
Oh, not colorful. That was horrible.
It looked like you're ready to just, you know, go.
You never had to see Colorful. You watch Colorful and you'll know our pain.
I haven't seen it, thank God.
It's a trap!
Should I even ask what it's about?
No.
Traps.
That's it?
Traps.
Wow.
The mirror.
Do you know the what a trap is?
That's what I was asking, because no one's telling me.
Have you ever been to Thailand?
How about American Samoa?
Okay. A trap is a very, very convincing she-male.
Okay.
Oh, no.
We will speak no more of this.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, we have a rating on it, because, you know, we have...
We don't have PG-13 anymore. It's already bumped up to NC-17.
No. No, it is not.
We've already mentioned Yaoi and Jungle Taitei. What more do we need?
Oh, please! That doesn't count. We can mention
okay,
so
we get the explicit tag
on
iTunes
really
now.
Boost up the rating.
That's fine.
I say we do one more Wikipedia article.
Look, we can edit
fun.
This later if we don't like it.
All right, one more Wikipedia article.
Oh, God, what is that?
ThermCon!
What is ThermCon?
That sounds cool.
It was the code name of the FBI investigation, which was launched in response to the sabotage of the Arizona Snowball ski lift near Flagstaff, Arizona.
What
the fuck?
Who cares?
Does that have anything to do with aliens?
It was...
Is that like Blue Book?
Now, here's the good part. It was done by eco-terrorists.
Oh, like... Our anti-Captain Planet lover. You must clearly, you haven't seen An Inconvenient Truth, have you?
You were part of ThermCon, weren't you?
Well, like I said
no,
before, you obviously
I'm
have
a
no
psycho.
Heart.
I'm psycho. I just choose not to follow some blue man.
He's not a man. He's Captain Planet. He's better than Chuck Norris.
He is no mere man. Even though he could, like, kill him by throwing a crumbled up piece of paper at him, but still.
I'm sure
yeah,
he
that's true.
He's
the weakest
Lynn.
Superhero I ever did see.
He's the weakest
yeah.
and the strongest.
So he's got the strength to do a lot of damage, and he just won't because he's all, you know, save the planet and all that junk.
Well, like, he couldn't fight Hitler because Hitler had hate pollution inside of him.
Well, he couldn't touch him anyway.
Which means...
Dude, you take a gun to him, that means.
Which means whenever I watch... Wait, whenever I read about the MacBook Air, I'm Chernobyl.
Oh,
Chernobyl.
Don't get me started about that MacBook Air.
And let's move on to tech and the internet. The MacBook Air.
Oh. Okay.
No, come on.
Let me just say...
Piece of crap is a piece of crap.
Let me just say, it looks real cute.
It's almost like a real computer.
But
it's like an Epson.
Here's what it doesn't have. Well, it only has one USB port. It has no Ethernet port, no CD-ROM drive.
No CD-ROM drive?
No.
No CD-ROM drive.
What the hell is it?
See, now, if you do want to use a CD-ROM drive, you can somehow hook it up to another CD-ROM drive.
Okay, well, we're just going to take a break here for a second. Well, that was random.
Hold on.
I just heard you guys out there.
I'm sure anyone could hear us.
Seriously, we should just leave this in the podcast just because of its random nature.
Sorry, dude.
No. We are random people. If not, you know, what would be the fun?
That's true.
It'd be boring everyday life, which is what brings people, like, you know.
That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
See, you never know what you get when you live in the doors.
To go around killing,
although you don't have drunken fights like I had outside my apartment after a block party that one year. That was great.
What was that block party?
I saw the greatest thing. Last year's block party, there's these two guys fighting outside my apartment. They were throwing beer bottles and going at it, and they were, like, really hitting each other. So being the fine, upstanding citizen I was, I turned my lights out and hid behind the couch and turned my chair to watch it, and I had my hand on my cell phone in case they tried to kill each other, because only then would I call the cops. But then something odd started happening. They started making out with one another. So I shut the curtains and walked away.
That's where we went, okay. I would have totally watched that.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, no, they're not doing what I think they are. Because the one guy, like, speared the one and they were rolling down the hill and then they started making out. I'm like, okay, I've seen enough.
Okay.
So I'm like, close the curtains.
Oh, please, have you ever seen, like, Brokeback Mountain? It was like, let's just start making out.
Oh my gosh. So this is like Fight Club and Brokeback Mountain combined?
I don't want to know. I just, like, I had enough.
Wow. The first rule about Fight Club is that you don't talk about Fight Club.
Back on to the MacBook Air.
Yeah, so, anyway, yeah, I have to get another CD drive from another computer to somehow hook up to the MacBook Air, which is stupid, and you could buy a external USB drive, but that takes up its port. So if you want to use, like, an Ethernet adapter, you can do it.
And let's hear about the hard drive.
Well,
4200 RPM, and it's ATA. Who uses that anymore?
Well, Iraq does.
And
they stole all those PlayStations.
And it is $1,700 the base price. $1,700. That's the base MacBook Air.
How do they even get away with that? You know those $100 laptops that they're sending to Africa? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Why don't you just buy one of those? Seriously, it's the same damn thing. And that at least has email and a webcam.
Actually, the MacBook Air does have both.
It has what?
It does have an email and that's a webcam.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I have actually not played around with it, but I have seen the $100 laptops and they're pretty nice. You know, they're $100.
They are nice. I mean, they have a hand crank and a solar panel.
You know, hand crank, but they do have a solar panel.
They just got rid of the hand crank thing?
They did.
Speaking of tech and the internet, you saw Charlie the Unicorn, right?
Oh, I saw Charlie the Unicorn.
Maybe we should
now
play
that.
Now
you understand.
We're going to Candy Mountain, Charlie.
We're
going to
find the magically appeared on, Charlie.
That was insane. That almost broke me.
Candy Mountain. You fill me with sweet sugary goodness.
That's just scary.
That reminds me of Heron Hero from South Park. I'm sorry.
I watched it like 5 times over and over again last night. Because I
know. I was like,
you had a Candy Mountain craving.
Have you seen the Kitty Cat Dance movie?
No.
No.
I think we should bring that up right now.
No.
Yes.
No.
Have you seen that?
No.
I haven't.
No, but it sounds stupid.
No. I'm serious. Bring it up. It's awesome.
No.
It's like Long Cat, only better.
But no.
No.
Nothing is better than Long Cat.
He's the length of the 12th dimension. That's nothing special.
Do you not know how long Cat is?
The length of the 12th dimension.
He is long.
Long.
12th dimension,
we
got it.
Have you ever seen that picture of Long Cat? The artist interpretation?
I've seen many pictures of Long
no,
Cat.
No, the artist interpretation.
I mean,
the one that's like 1,700 pixels long.
Oh
God!
I mean, that's a processor killer right there.
Oh, I heard about this book from the Penny Arcade podcast. It's don't speak any ill words about Penny Arcade.
I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm just saying, you know, ever since, you know, they went to war with Arcade at Home, you know, they've been kind of mean. Haven't you ever seen their quotes about Tim Eckel?
They mention a book called Shadows Over Bakersfield. Wait, no, Shadows Over Baker Street. It's a mix of Sherlock Holmes and H.P. Lovecraft.
I'm not sure I want to even know about this.
That sounds cool.
It does. It does.
Oh, shit.
What?
I don't suppose that this could actually fit in here just because we should have talked about this during video gaming. But it does incorporate the internet.
Let's go.
Okay. StarCraft 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to talk about StarCraft 2.
I don't want to talk about StarCraft 2.
But I want to. StarCraft 2 looks sucky. It looks like a ripoff of Earth 2150.
I've not seen StarCraft 2.
Have you seen the videos?
No.
That's going to kill processors the world over. The bandwidth, they're going to have to lay new cables just to handle that.
In certain parts of the world, yes.
Like, in the country where StarCraft is played most often?
In Korea?
In Korea.
Yes.
Well, I think it's the national sport there now.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it is, because they did hold BlizzCon, I think, some Blizzard event, and not StarCraft 2 there.
Yeah, BlizzCon, you know, that should be in America.
BlizzCon was in America, but I forget what was in...
But BlizzCon is mostly for World of Warcraft people in America.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's
World of Warcraft is evil.
Hey.
Dude, you're talking to the guy who...
You're talking to a
shirt.
World of Warcraft.
I know,
shirt guy.
World of Warcraft is evil, but if you play with a group of friends, it's fun. If you play without a group of friends, it is evil.
It makes people stop playing FPS.
It stole the soul of my friend. He spent an entire month leveling up to level 80. I couldn't do that.
I could barely play it for a week.
I've played far better role-playing games, and that clearly is not one of them.
You know what I would really like? Something I would actually play as far as MMORPGs is concerned is if they brought out a StarCraft one. Then I would play it. Not before.
Dude, a StarCraft MMO, that would just destroy society.
It might, but you know, after they tried to botch themselves up with the Ghost, you would expect it.
The problem is, they wouldn't do anything more spectacular of a Warcraft, I don't think, with a StarCraft MMO.
I disagree. You realize the awesomeness they could pull out of that? It would be like a combination of World of Warcraft and Dark Space.
Yeah.
Dark Space is awesome.
Yeah, but...
That reminds me, has anyone ever played Dark Space?
I have not played Dark Space.
Well, actually, isn't Blizzard making a new MMO game next gen?
Oh.
I heard about that. There's something
new. You mean besides the next three expansion packs for World of Warcraft?
That reminds you of something I was going to talk about in the video game section but forgot.
What?
For the longest time, we heard BioWare is making a new RPG. So I thought, alright, new Knights of the Old Republic. I find out it's a friggin' Sonic RPG.
Oh, God! Why does Sonic need an RPG?
Yes.
Now he's officially in every genre. Wait.
No.
I'm waiting for the Sonic RTS.
And first person.
Oh my gosh, you know what? I think they actually made one. I don't think Sonic was actually in it, but I think they made one.
That's a load of crap. That's not allowed.
Wait, would be pretty cool. The forest creatures versus
the masses
of robots.
No.
Those freaking flying horrid looking things.
Oh, what about the nice new boy love games that they're coming out
for the computer? Silence.
You know, we might as well mention it since, you know, people
it's
are going
to... It's technically computer stuff anyway.
And there was something
5 seconds.
Well, lots of new boy love games are coming out. They're only like 30 to 90 bucks, but they're pretty cool. That's it, pretty much.
Dude, they probably have cute boys, like, and you could sit there and watch them do stuff to each other.
No.
Well, I
suppose you got to bring out boys making out, and I can't say anything.
That was funny.
That was funny. That's
that was
drunken
funny.
Fun.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. That was funny.
That's like the time on St. Patrick's Day that this drunk girl walked by me and fell into the bushes and couldn't get back up. So, being the fine, upstanding gentleman I was, I left her there.
God. Well, let me see. What else could I think of here? Well, since we're kind of mixing in video games and in the internet anyway, I might as well bring this up. For those of you that are familiar with the visual novel genre, which is pretty much just associated with dating sims for some odd reason, we'll never know what, I picked up a new one. It's called Kana, a Little Sister.
No, you're not talking about...
You're going to censor whatever that is. That don't even sound like a good title.
No.
I seriously have to talk about this because... This is one game, I think, that if they were to cut out the only a skewed scene in that entire thing, it would be a game that everyone should play.
No.
No. Don't encourage him.
I will encourage whatever the heck I want
If you got rid of the only scene in there that is questionable, it would be a game that I would recommend to everyone, including people under the age of 18.
No.
Kana Little Sister has received... is a very rare game because of its limited distribution. And the only reason it's limited is... it's because they slapped an 18-plus rating on something that didn't need it.
You're the one who keeps bringing, what's it called? Koikaze into club, thinking it'll get in.
Well, Koikaze will get in.
No,
because
it won't.
It's a very good anime.
No, it won't.
Past episode 6, it's one of the best animes that you're getting on ever licensed.
No.
Oh.
That doesn't sound like Helsing Ultimate.
One of the best animes that getting on ever licensed was Helsing.
Helsing is the top one they've ever licensed, besides Vandrette.
And don't even try comparing Koikaze to Helsing Ultimate.
I wasn't going to.
No, there's no comparison.
Genion, the one that just went like belly up, and now we're going
Genion.
To.
Oh, Kyocera Mao people.
People are going to start ripping away the flesh from its corpse, in a frenzy to try to find someone to redub like Black Lagoon and all the other ones.
They already finished the dub of Black Lagoon.
Oh, they did.
G4 Tech TV Canada is going to be airing the second season.
Awesome.
But we're not going to get it.
Son of a bitch.
What about When They Cry?
I don't know. Oh. That's a very, very disturbing show.
Oh.
Yeah, that second disc broke me.
Yeah,
and it's hard to break me.
Okay,
Well, BPS, you know.
We're not mentioning this on the podcast. No BPS.
But BPS doesn't even have any stuff in it.
Super regulatory measures. But, okay, back
like
on
BPS.
To Higurashi. I've played Silent Hills, Doom 3, games that just freak people out. And I can't even watch that alone.
The Weasel can't either.
I have to come over and watch it with them. Because we turned it off after the second disc because we can't watch it anymore. It'll mess your mind up.
It does.
Or if you want to be particularly gruesome about it, you can call them cooking utensils.
Oh.
I love the part where they start hammering nails.
That even bugs Grant.
Well, that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Nothing bugs him.
I tore my own throat out.
That was kind of funny. The first disc of that was funny.
First disc is funny. The second disc scares the crap out of me.
It does.
Well,
I had nightmares of having my intestines ripped out.
That theme song just
Yeah, that
theme
was
song's
very
awesome.
That was a very good theme song.
It is, but it's freaky.
What's so funny?
Back there.
He is taking a vow of silence. He's not allowed to talk.
Yeah, there is a sir not appearing in this podcast, and we're not even going to mention who this person is, but the person is acting stupid despite his vow of silence.
Amazing. Only he can be annoying without talking.
Yeah.
Oh, I just heard him. He's not so silent anymore.
Don't encourage him.
Maybe we should eat Doritos during this podcast. What do you think?
Doritos are good.
To support Stephen Colbert?
Yes.
Dude.
I have Doritos with me if you want.
I don't want to eat Doritos during the podcast.
You don't want to eat Doritos during the podcast?
I think we should start to wrap this up.
No, we have to keep this going. This is awesome. If a podcast isn't at least an hour long, it's not worth listening to.
Yeah, we're going on the hour mark, so let's...
How are we going on the hour mark? We started like at 7:55, not even. And it's like quarter till now, so we still have at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, so let's talk about something cool.
Okay, like what?
Like, we showed Gantz last night
to a lot of people.
Oh,
I hate Gantz! Gantz is a horrible anime.
Gantz is awesome.
It's not bad, especially when you watch it in a group. You get to sit there
watch
and make
out.
Fun of the cry,
we have to
baby.
Talk about the F word again, because that's an integral part of Gantz.
That is all Gantz is about, but you're not saying it on this podcast.
Oh, no. There's also about
blood.
The little crybaby you sit
blood.
There and you assume
I know.
He's
it's
gay.
Now I remember the exact quote from Grant, too. Grant describes this anime perfectly in just 3 distinct points. It's about exploding heads, tits, and filthy words like, well, I can't say it because otherwise Frank will kick me off or something.
I'll excommunicate him.
Excommunication.
Take a mandatory vow of silence.
Yeah, especially when the people first saw the famous dog scene.
Butter
dog. I completely
dog.
Forgot about that dog.
How could you forget about the dog?
Butter dog.
The dog's classic.
Ever since Jason decided to put that as his character for our member audience,
he did that.
Oh yeah, that was before your time.
I remember my character last time was the Viking from the Snickers commercial.
Feast.
Yes.
My character's the same character every year. Ichiro from the Nerima Daikon Brothers.
That show is awesome.
Yeah, you never did cosplay with me.
I'm sorry, my mom sold it because I was playing Final Fantasy VII and I couldn't beat her. Final Fantasy XII, the unholiest of the Final Fantasies. And I wasn't paying attention because I kept dying for the final boss fight and I kept nodding in agreement, so she donated it to charity.
That's just freaking evil. You still have your Sanda,
I hope. Yeah, I still have that.
Okay, that's good.
But I hate Final Fantasy
What was our topic after this, besides the internet? I know there was something else I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember it.
Well, it's your responsibility to remember stuff you want to talk about.
No, as far as the internet is concerned, I mean.
Oh, the internet?
Yeah, because there was something important. But now I can't remember. Oh, you know what? It was probably one of the rest of those facts that I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember them now.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Let me think here. You can talk about something while I think.
Na 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 na.
There's too much pressure.
Rhode Island is neither a road nor an island. Discuss.
Well, first of all, it's spelled with an R-H-O-D-E.
That means nothing.
What does it mean?
Rhodesia.
What's that?
Rhodesia is an old name for, like, Liberia or something. It's where we sent all the slaves we didn't want.
Yeah. So we named a state after them?
No, Rhodesia... No! Rhode Island was around before that. Oh, crap. I said the word slave on the podcast. Now the
multicultural center's gonna come. Dr. Pepper is awesome.
Pepsi's better.
Coke is better than... No, okay. RC Cola.
Royal Crown Cola.
Blah. Okay. I gotta say...
Crystal Pepsi. Guess what I found today? That's another thing I need to talk about. Someone managed to dig up a Diet Crystal Pepsi commercial. Which is quite possibly the rarest commercial of the soda industry.
Wow.
They found one. And it's, you know, after O'Reilly pretty much labeled Coke and Pepsi terrorist organizations, after you look at the Diet Crystal Pepsi commercial, you understand why one of its reasons, because it shows a plane flying through a city.
Speaking of Bill O'Reilly, I hate that man. He says the Girl Scouts have an unfair monopoly over the cookies. I saw that one time.
What the hell? Girl Scout cookies are awesome.
Yeah, but they have a monopoly on it, so they're charging us out the ass.
I think other terrorist organizations should be like Coke and Pepsi. Because then, this would be an awesome world.
But Pepsi is a terrorist organization because they discontinued Crystal Pepsi for no reason.
And they got rid of the blue Pepsi. I like that stuff, even though it looked like Windex.
You guys, Coke and Pepsi, they both bite. Don't drink it. It's bad, and it doesn't taste good in any way.
Crystal Pepsi?
My roommate keeps Coke above the red, because he endorses Coke fully. In fact, there's like 6 2-liter bottles of unfinished Coke in my room.
Like half bowls of ramen sitting in your room for like days on end, thanks to your roommate.
You should move out.
I don't know if I want to if I want to get my caffeine on. I drink balls,
blue balls,
blue balls,
blue balls, or Duff maybe.
A good energy drink, NOS. That tastes good.
Energy drinks suck too.
Yeah, they do.
They're a bunch of sugar and.
Yeah, seriously, you could make your own energy drink just by dumping 3 tablespoons of sugar into, like, like this much
actually,
water.
I do like the Arizona energy drink. It tastes a bit strong, but...
Why are we talking about energy drinks?
Because that's the tangent we're on.
Well, let's go to Max's Corner, because I'm bored.
Okay.
What's...
Max's Corner is when Mark speaks for 2 minutes... Or whenever he says something stupid and we cut him off.
Yeah, Max is the Maximum Corner.
But before that...
Hosted by Mark.
But before that, let's have a preview of our next theme. Our next theme is the Kingdom of Umakia.
What is that?
We're all feudal lords, and this is King Fred.
What? But we haven't gotten to the next podcast yet, but I thought we were saving that.
Max's Corner.
Max's Corner, hosted by Mark. Yes.
Doppel, get on the control panel so we can cut his mic at any time.
Oh, come on. You can just do that there. You know, you bought a $90 piece of equipment and then you go and try to cut it off at the computer? That's just stupid. Okay, that works. Yeah.
Good point.
Well, anyway. When do I get to start?
Now.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Ren's going to be my co-host here today on the Maximum Corner, hosted by Mark and Ren. So, what should we talk about today, Ren?
Well, we never got to really finish our rant about the Yaoi thing.
Let's talk about Yaoi for a little bit. So yeah, we can talk about Yaoi for 2 minutes, okay?
It's his corner.
That's true. It's my corner. I get sent to the corner all the time.
This is why it's at the end.
Pope Frank, this is my corner. You are not allowed in my corner.
Still using your time.
That's true. So what about Yaoi? Let's talk about some cool pairings.
Yeah.
Naruto and Sasuke, that's always good. I mean, these are imaginary, of course, but they're hot.
And then there's also Sasuke and Itachi. If you really like the sadistic stuff, they're a great pairing.
Oh, yeah. What about Orochimaru and all the other, and just about every conceivable underage boy in existence?
No. He is ugly. He does not deserve to be in anything.
He kind of reminds me of Michael Jackson.
He's the Michael Jackson of
He's Michael Jackson of anime.
Time to go faster.
Well, we could talk. Well, I don't want to talk about Jabba the Hutt, so let's do something else.
Oh, I'm my just God. Glad don't even bring water. Back my nightmare. Oh,
you wouldn't
my.
Be able to peel the mic out of her hands if she was here.
Well, we can talk about Ed and Roy Mustang.
See, I don't even really like. I mean, Full Metal is okay.
14
I mean,
seconds.
A couple of
what?
Now,
it has been 2 minutes.
It has.
Your microwave is a lie. The cake is a lie, bitch.
This is not a lie. Using your time.
Oh, well. Well,
it
to wrap
sucks.
It up.
I just gotta say, Roy Mustang.
Hillary Clinton is hot. There.
Yes.
And on that note, it's over.